Everybody, this is Ron Amatron. So we had Joe Berger wake us up here. Thank you, Joe. So tonight is our paranormal night on the Creation Light Shift Healing Program. So let's bring in some energy to release trauma from people in case you had a frightening experience. So here we go during the week. So one, just think of that experience that you had. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. One more time. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so let's see if Carrie's out there. You out there, Carrie?
I'm out here, Ron. Yes, hi, and welcome, everybody. Friday, it's April the 6th already, 2012, and we're on Station 2 tonight. So Paranormal Fridays. So if you have any weird and wonderful things you want to tell us about, you can type them into the fast chat, or you can, should we have callers tonight, Ron?
Sure, callers are good.
Okay, so you can call in to the numbers below Station 2, so the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, and that is a hunting line. I think it goes through all those other numbers. It's 888-429-5471, or we might be on line 2, I'm not sure. So maybe try 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472, but you should be fine with the 888 number if you're in the U.S. Or Canada, so the area code 530 number if you're outside of the U.S. or Canada. So, let's see, a bunch of people saying hello to each other on the fast chat, and we'll have the Q&A tonight, right, Ron?
That is correct, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so you got your pencils ready. I'll give those numbers out. So that'll be after the show tonight. Just after 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern. Oh, there's a noisy airplane going over above me. I hope you can still hear me okay. So the phone number for the Q&A, it's the conference call. If you've not been on it before, you just dial into this conference line and then punch in a PIN, and the number is 559-546-1301. This is the number for the Q&A tonight in about an hour, and the PIN is 5063-99 and the pound sign, 50-63-99 pound. Okay, cannot hear you very well, Kenton. Okay, so I guess that's what just got fixed. Okay. So let's see. Let me refresh my fast chat here and see if we have any questions yet. I guess maybe... Ron, we should talk about perhaps the fact that it is Easter weekend and also Passover weekend for those of the Jewish faith, and there's probably going to be an inordinate amount of praying going on around the world this weekend. So maybe for new listeners, Ron, you want to put in a word or two on that topic.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, yeah, good idea. So, yeah, you don't want to connect anything outside of yourself because that is typically alien-based. Anything outside of yourself, is very suspicious, because what are you connecting to? Just because you're told that Archangel Michael's outside of you, and angels are outside of you, and the alien gods are outside of you, and you go to church or have people praying for you to become prey. When you pray, P-R-A-Y, you are P-R-E-Y to what you're connecting to. And you don't know what it is. So if you just recognize the teachings of Jesus, which is very simple. Don't go outside of yourself. The kingdom is within. And once you understand that, which is very simple, then you realize that most of, or not all of the New Age movement, we'll just say most of it, is going to typically cause you problems and harm as you're connecting to something outside of yourself. Actually, when you connect to something outside of yourself, you don't know what it is. That's the problem. Oh, let's do a timeline crash. On the website, it's, I think, $20 per week. It's very good to do. You put in either your physical condition that you're dealing with, a problem, or an emotional situation. And you want to do, if you're really involved with something and you can't get it released from you, Then you probably want to do maybe 100 of these. Oh, here we go. Timeline crash for people who may be praying for you, which is connecting, courting you to some energy that you know nothing about, and neither do they. And you want to get yourself disconnected. So this is what this clearing is for, help you out with. Here we go. Timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do some more. This is getting kind of heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel the energy. And let's do one more here. Let's do one for dark side practitioners. Remember, dark side practitioners are people that connect to your energy system against your free will. They could be doing, you know, whammies on you and stuff without you even knowing about it. So here we go. The dark side practitioner clearing. So if you have anybody that you don't like, hopefully there's none, but if there's somebody you don't like, you know that they're angry with you all the time, that would be a dark side practitioner. Or maybe they're sending you bad vibes. Maybe you got laid off from a job and they keep thinking of you, what an awful person you are. So here we go. Dark side practitioner clearing. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Carrie. We'll see if you have anybody on the fast chat with questions.
Yeah, Susan is saying that is heavy. Tom says, yes, heavy. Connie's a little dizzy. You know what I was feeling? I was kind of feeling like if you imagine you're lying on your back on the floor and you have a not terribly big, a sort of small to medium-sized potted plant on your chest and what that would weigh like. That's what I was feeling when you were doing the other people praying for you thing. I don't think I have anybody that I know that prays for me. I don't really have religious friends, thankfully. But I did feel like a pressing, sort of a heavy weight, you know, on my sternum there when you were doing that one. So Shannon was asking for a sample of the robotic clearing, and I was thinking when I was reading that you know, how everybody trots off to church. Easter and Christmas are the two biggest times, I guess, in the Christian religion when people go to church. And I was thinking about how everybody does that automatically like a robot when I was reading Shannon's request for the robotic clearing. So maybe people's feet have a robotic program on them to march them off to church on, you know, Good Friday and Easter Sunday that we have coming up. I don't know. And I don't know what kind of robotic clearing you wanted, Shannon, but that's what was jumping into my head. So, Ron, Shannon is asking for a sample of the robotic clearing, so maybe you know, maybe you can tune into what she needs there.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, so a lot of alien robotic energies that's attached to us. So let's just do one for our necks. A lot of people have to bend over all the time, and they touch over their computer, and their neck may get stiff. So here we go. Also do one for robotic clearing for your special numbers that you may like, 1111 or 1010 or something that show up all the time. We'll do one for your neck, getting rid of this robotic program that allows the aliens to work with your neck. Here we go. So getting rid of this. One, feel how your neck feels afterwards. The proof's in the pudding. One, two, three, four. Well, it's not you in the pudding. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Aliens love us to death. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Check out your neck now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Neck around a little bit. Maybe you might feel it cracking. Might feel easing up for you. Probably you'll be getting looser. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That should be feeling better. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Oh, see how everybody's feeling. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you.
Let's do a number clearing. So let's see here. Let's do the famous 1111 clearing here. People normally get connected to on the robotics, alien energies making you move your body, your neck, your head, have your eyes in focusing on digital clock or 1111. So let's take away this energy. So I'll count to 10 again to do that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that should make you feel much better. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we've got a couple of questions about Princess Diana. Michaela is wondering if she knew she was a light being, and Ed is wondering why wasn't she able to be protected?
Did she know? I doubt it. Remember, the light doesn't protect anybody here, so that's what it is.
Okay.
That's a paranormal question tonight.
All right. So Roberto has an interesting question relating to this weekend and the clearings that you did at the beginning. What would happen if everyone on the planet quit praying?
Well, you'd be getting rid of a lot of the aliens. Remember, they connect you when you pray. So there's a lot of people praying out there, and they're told to do so by the energies of the people that they talk with. Maybe your family was raised a certain religion, and you do that automatically. Maybe this is the brainwashing and the energies that come into people, and you have it in your genetics. So it's really hard to change, to get away from the energies once it's connected to you. Why it's really hard to change people's belief systems about what I talk about, because your body is used to hearing it differently. So normally a lot of people don't understand what I'm talking about. And when they finally get it, they realize that they've been lied to for their whole lifetime. The reason why you're still here and listening to me right now is because you missed that lesson that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Where were you? Not understand his teachings? Or did the aliens come in with some other type of agenda to invalidate Jesus was talking about? So you need to remember that you're only here because your ancestors did not understand the teachings of Jesus. They have been there live listening to him. So you have to realize that you need to know about ascension, and that this is a way to get out of here. The whole thing is where are you? What's your belief? Remember, your past beliefs could have held you here for 50,000 years. I don't think anybody listening wants to stay here any longer than they actually would like to be. They want to get out of here. That's the problem that we have here, is belief systems, and it's stored inside of you. And you need to get a different belief system, or actually none at all. Innocent like a baby. Not to have the DNA inside of you get connected to activate stuff in your body. Start your forced reincarnation process over again. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Ron, I think I heard a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. It's Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
How are you guys?
Doing great. Doing great.
Good. Hi, everybody. So I know it's paranormal night, and I know I've been calling in and talking about my brother, and he is... been abducted. And
right.
I did the decloning call yesterday for the first time. I did it for myself and for him as an absentee.
Oh, great.
And I talked to him today, and he actually seemed the most lucid that I've heard him in about 2 weeks. But the thing that he mentioned to me today was when I was asking him if he could sleep, he said no, he couldn't sleep because they were running tests on him all night. And he didn't really specify who they were. So I'm not sure. I'm guessing like it's some sort of like something alien maybe. Or, I mean, he said it was the hospital, but I don't think it's like the literal hospital that he's in. I think it might be whatever, wherever he is, whenever he's like going in and out of his mind. So I just wondered, like, if there was anything Ron could maybe suggest about that.
Oh, boy. Probably timeline crashing to get him off of those timelines. Get abducted
yeah.
on timelines because of either a physical problem, pain, or something, or more than likely an emotional issue.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you think of a emotional issue that your brother has had? Do that for him, absentee. And everybody else listening,
mm-hmm.
Think of a either a physical pain that you could have or an emotional issue will take you off of that particular timeline. Remember, you could be on 1,000 timelines with one issue. But we'll go through five timeline crashes here. Brand new listening, the timeline crashing on the website is $20 per week. Or you can do a lot of timeline crashings in a week. So this could help everybody out immensely. Plus, each time you crash a timeline, you'd be saving the lives of maybe millions of people. They're on there just like you are. Here we go. Timeline crash for your issue that you have to suggest. Don't have one, maybe it will not work for you. Life doesn't judge you. Here we go. First timeline crash. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll keep on going here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, everybody. Oh, that should probably help your brother. And how do you feel?
Okay. I feel a lot better. I was thinking of fear. And I actually, I feel a lot more grounded myself after the timeline crashing. So, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling,
Liz. And
I'll
keep on. Yeah, no problem. Thanks, you guys. And I'll keep on doing everything you suggested.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay, thanks. Good night.
Night-night. So, Ron, there are a lot of comments about all the different things that you were doing earlier, too. Lots of yawning and eyes watering and some other people feeling that pressure on the chest, and I guess that pressure leaving. And Raymond says he has less pain in his neck, and he had had a pinched nerve in his neck. I guess that was from the robotic program that you cleared off our necks. And so, a lot of relief from those. I didn't think of an emotion in time when you were doing that last timeline crash, because I was reading, looking for the next question, and but I was yawning anyway. So that's kind of interesting. I don't know how that works when you don't focus on what you want your timeline crash to be on it, because I don't think you mentioned a subject for it, did you?
No.
Yeah, so Roberto has another question, and he's asking, so what are we supposed to believe in?
Yourself. Don't go outside of yourself, the teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself, you know. Otherwise, you'd be hooked up to aliens. Very, very simple.
Right.
Remember, you're it. Nothing is outside of you. You don't have a higher self or a middle self or a lower self or a super-duper self. You're it. So by you being it, you have to believe in yourself. Go within. That's the teachings of Jesus, and that's basically it. Very, very simple. Remember, the mind energy that we know about here is all alien-based. Maybe the mind so that you can get separated from your own source energy. Very tricky, and it works great. Did it to everybody here on this planet. That's why nobody ascended. Oh, not everybody. Have to connect to yourself. That's the whole process. Nothing outside of yourself is going to help you. Will actually cause you harm. This is why you want to always go within. My chip is here every 2,000 years to facilitate healings, get rid of the darkness in you. That's all that it can do. It will bring in, help you with more spirit energy, but you have to work on yourself. It's not going to do it without you working on yourself to get rid of your densities, because the densities are what you need to have released from you. Very, very important. Judgment is stored inside your DNA, and when that happens, once you get it activated, then you're going to be dealing with all the energies that are going to be coming forward from the past, your ancestors' belief systems. They come into you, and automatically this is what you're going to be experiencing, lifetime or many lifetimes that you've been here. So each time your body's been recreated by your ancestors, That DNA is passed on to you, unfortunately. Keeps coming and coming and coming. Fortunately, this is what you're living with, is this energy. So you need to get out of it. And unfortunately, the way the aliens have brought us into this realm here of mind. You know, with mind energy versus heart, and the heart energy is what you need to connect with. Nothing outside of yourself is ever going to help you. Trained as some energy outside of yourself is very detrimental. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So some more comments. Tony saying, I really noticed a shift and lift of dead weight coming off. So I think that was on the last, from the last timeline crashes. Trent is commenting that Charlie Sheen has a commercial on clones, and that it appears to be coming more mainstream to talk about being cloned. Yeah, I think I've seen that ad. I don't remember what happens in it, but yeah, interesting. So let's see. T is asking, can we do a clearing for sinuses, head, running eyes, and cold?
Maybe he
has a cold. I think he has a cold.
Yeah, what we'll do is a timeline.
We just lost you, Ron. Oh, there you are.
I'll do a timeline crash for codes. I'll do one of those. So here we go. And get on the website and do a clearing for that to help yourself out. That's probably the best thing to do. Get that energy off of you. Probably abducted on thousands of timelines. 100 of these, so that you're able to get this energy off of you. Here we go. A timeline crash for cold that you're dealing with. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, so that does. What else we have for our paranormal experiences here for everybody? Oh, what else should we do, Carrie?
Well, maybe, you know, I don't remember how it came up last time, but that religious indoctrination clearing might be a good one to talk about, because last time it came up, you did a sample, and I know it was a DNA situation. I know it, like, I can't remember how far back you went, but tons and tons of people had a reaction, including me. I know I had a big reaction while we were doing the show. And so, you know, we're talking about really us in the present, this life in relationship to Easter and Passover this weekend. But maybe we should talk a little bit, particularly for new people, about how our ancestors' religious habits and beliefs are going to affect us, even if we are not religious or doing anything that involves religion. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about that, Ron, and the seven-generation clearings.
We do have seven-generation clearings, so if you're stuck in religion or you're stuck into something where you just can't get out of it, more than likely you may need to go into the seven-generational clearings to go deeper, either on the website for people who need to go deeper on a conventional healing. What we're going to do is a sample here, and this one here is going to be a sample clearing for something that happened to you, and we'll just say that you were whipped, okay? You didn't go to church one day, and your parents whipped you because you didn't want to go. So we'll do that clearing, and this is in your DNA. Everybody probably has this here. Here we go. So this will be a religious clearing for being whipped, for going against the belief systems of other people that was put upon you to go to church.
Wow.
Who knows? Maybe even you went to the wrong church and they got a hold of you. You know, people do weird things. So here we go. So you're going to probably feel this on your back. So this is something to do with religion indoctrination and being whipped. Here we go, everybody. This is going to be the past. Unless it's happened to you in this lifetime, then it'll affect you right now. But it's probably from the past. Here we go. One, releasing this energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see how that looks on the fast chat. I'll do one more here. I'll do one other clearing to where something happened to you in the name of God, okay? Aliens. So let's just say that you had in the past, could be this lifetime too, let's say that you had a beautiful child, okay? And for some reason, because your religion wanted to do a sacrifice, and this could also be an animal that you had, and so you got told this big long story that this child or animal had to become sacrificed in the name of God, maybe for better crops or because the sun worshippers needed that sacrifice or whatever. I'm going to do a clearing for that. So here we go. And everybody still has it in their DNA. And or maybe, you know, somebody told you that God wanted you to kill an animal. That was on the net about the Ouija board a while back where somebody, I think, killed somebody because it came through the Ouija board. Well, the Ouija board is probably alien control, too, with entities and things. So be the same basic situation. So here we go. Clearing away this energy of hatred that you have toward this God energy that killed either an animal or, you know, a child possibly. You'll have that regret that you're holding on to. Maybe angry with those gods, which are the aliens. So let's get this energy off of you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now what we'll do is another clearing here. This is for you to be a martyr. Name of God, whatever that would be to you or mean to you, okay? Oh, maybe you thought you had to have your hand cut off to be more spiritual or something in the past. Oh, this is to become a martyr. Here we go. Oh, releasing this energy. Maybe you're a nun, okay? Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, back to you, Carrie. We'll see what kind of reactions we get on this here. This is very, very heavy clearings. And if you think you need more of this, it may not be listed on the website. We do have the religious indoctrination clearing. That's on there. But if you need to go much deeper, then what I'd say to do is just go into the special clearing, word is special, and you can type in into that what you want to clear. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm just reading... let's see. Yeah, it looks like, yeah, Janice is saying this is huge. Tom is saying this is heavy. Liz is feeling it in her shoulders, neck, and back. And then we're moving on to the Ouija board. Okay. Shannon's mentioning baptisms. Yeah, I'm just refreshing my fast chat here. For once, I'm not feeling this too strongly. It's very mild. I'm feeling it a little in my shoulders, actually a little around my throat. I am a little spaced out, I will say, just a tiny bit, though. I'm not having too big of a reaction myself, so that's kind of encouraging within myself.
That's good.
Yeah. Susan's saying she feels heavy. And Micah is saying, feeling a layer around my head peeling off. That's interesting. Actually, I'm feeling a teeny bit of stuff on the top of my head, too. Now that I read that, I feel it. Janice is feeling sick. Yeah, so this will pass, everybody, as you know. Oh, Raymond felt something. Wow, says Raymond, felt something in my right wrist. And Mike is saying, thank you, Ron.
As you can see, all these energies are from your past. Remember, your DNA has your storyline, all of your ancestors' storyline. And what they believed, whatever it was, you have it inside of you. They blessed you, all this energy. And this energy came from DNA. And the aliens gave you DNA to be activated as like a record keeper, a hard drive that holds all this stuff in you. That's the problem. So let's do another one here. I want to do another God energy clearing. Remember, don't confuse Jesus with God. So we got different things here that people might automatically switch over and think of Jesus as God or Jesus as the Son of God. Nothing to do with any of that. This is the aliens that are bringing things in, causing you problems. So let's do a clearing for some God energy here. And maybe you're around, let's just say, let's go back before the time of Jesus, where we have the Old Testament in a sense. So let's go to that God, or gods that were available, that people worshiped there at that time, maybe in their churches, synagogues, or whatever they had, whatever they believed in at that time. So let's get away one of those energies here from you, or your ancestor did this, and they gave it to you. Here we go. So we'll get rid of this God energy. And this will be the energy of you fearing God. And it should probably be true. You should fear the aliens, believe me. So this is the God-fearing energy. And it could be holding you back because you could have a connecting energetic cord on you from people praying back then and even asking for a favor from these gods. Maybe you had to cut your hand off to get a favor. Oh, or maybe you had to kill somebody back in those days to get a favor from God to give you a better life. Maybe this is how it used to be here. Everybody was in fear of the God or God's energy. So here we go. Getting rid of this here that's stored inside of you. It might make you even probably want to upcheck. That's a possibility because these things go deep to your core. This is your belief system. Here we go, releasing this. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I felt that one. Yeah, I felt that one. I'm having throat stuff now, so what I'm thinking is it's ancestors who said prayers is what I'm getting in my throat, I think. Yeah, wow, okay. excuse me. How about if we bring the light being up, Ron, and you activate that? Does that sound okay?
Perfect. So let's do that. Scroll down on the BBS page for Creation Lightship Healing. A little ways down, you're going to see a big light beam. Energize that light beam to bring you some peace energy. Oh, here we go. Remember, source energy is only peace. That's all that it knows. Created duality, never created darkness. Just knows peace. And everything else other than peace is from aliens to take you away. So these are the unwanted travelers, and unfortunately, this is what happens. Anything outside of yourself can be suspect in wondering what's going on outside of you. And people love to connect to that to get the thrill of duality. But we don't want that. We want to get peace. So here's the light being. Oh, stronger. look at it. It'll change form a little bit here, become three-dimensional. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, very nice. So Trent is commenting that DNA seems to work like little time bombs going off at different points. Yep, does, doesn't it? That's exactly what it seems like. And Micah is wondering what clearing, or is there a clearing, I guess, to deactivate the DNA? Would timeline crashing be good for that, or what would be best for that, deactivating our DNA?
Well, the first thing to do is your whole lifetime emotional clearing. Not a simple thing, and then you find out what issues you have from there. And you might be a person that has a lot of trauma. Well, if that emotional clearing doesn't correct that, make you feel a lot better, then you want to do another clearing. Go to the drop-down box on the top of the website, creationlightship.com. Drop it down, and then kind of see which one seems right to you. But do it after you have the emotional clearing. I recommend strongly doing the mental clearing, and also do the thousand year of darkness clearing. Those two can be very beneficial for you. And like if you have addictions, we got addiction clearings. Everybody has their own stuff that they're dealing with in this lifetime. And that's why there's so many clearings. Now, if you read all that stuff that's on the website, you might say, oh, man, that all relates to me. Well, if you haven't had your emotional clearing, more than likely it will. Do that clearing first. And from there, see how you're feeling, what you might need. We also have seven generational clearings that you can attach to most of those whole lifetime clearings. So if you have to go deeper on a particular issue, then do that. That's the whole process, is to clean yourself out, have a better life. Only you can do that, unless you want to do it for somebody else. And all the clearings on the website will work absentee for other people. Just pay for the clearing in their name. Go on, do the clearing in their name. And it normally takes about 3 days to maybe a week at the most, typically, to have it work for them. And from there, they're cleaned out. So if you have a boss that bothers you, or you want to clean out maybe your parents, or maybe you want to clean out children, your son and daughter, doesn't get what you're doing and you want to help them out, just do the clearing for them. Clearings always work through their spirit. It doesn't work with mind energy. Mind energy is the darkness. That's the alien agenda here. That's the New Age movement energies, having your thoughts controlling your realities. And finding your parking place by doing a psychic attack on somebody, that car that's out there, and you want to find that parking place to get them to move. That's mass mind. That's the matrix. You want to get out of that. Whole reason why we have clearings, to get out of that past DNA nation that's being recirculated in you continuously. First clearing you want to do to help out your DNA is our whole lifetime emotional clearing. Then from there, kind of find out what else you might need. There's lots of clearings on the website. Like I said, if you have one that's not listed, go into the special clearing. That will allow you to type in a particular situation. Have a self-empowerment issue right now, then you can do really nice Band-Aid type clearing. It can get you started anyway. It has many of the whole lifetime clearings on it, so to speak, 39 of them, which are divided into issues. Onto that, I believe the cost is $50 for 6 weeks. Do that, and you may be able to start over again with your life. But by all means, do the emotional whole lifetime clearing. Listen to your program for a while and you haven't done it yet, then you're probably wasting your time with us, only because not getting the clearing that you really need. Sometimes these small sample clearings that we do, that I offer, you know, can actually start to fix you. You can start feeling much better, not taking advantage of what's being offered to you. So you need to do that whole lifetime emotional clearing first. And that's the whole process why here, if ascension happens tomorrow, where are you going to be? You know, remember, ascension is what Jesus did. You have that same opportunity. So you need to get clearings so that you can become more peaceful and to get rid of the stuff bothering you. And the whole lifetime emotional clearing is where you begin. That's the starting point. Well, hopefully everybody listening has done that, but if you haven't, then by all means do that clearing. Don't waste your time with that clearing so that you're able to become more present. Get rid of your storyline in this lifetime. It'll get rid of probably 90% of your traumas that you've experienced, maybe even more. That's what you need to do. If you want to do this, you need to do that clearing if you want to be peaceful here. Have more of your spirit energy with you, because your spirit cannot come into your judgments that you've brought up in this lifetime. Spirit will never come into your whole lifetime storyline. A storyline is caused by your DNA being activated. That's from your natal chart. So the aliens gave you your natal chart, which is what you're following. How can you follow that through their mind control transmissions? And you need to get out of that. So by all means, do that clearing so that you can have some freedom in your life. Everybody wants to have freedom. Freedom is getting that clearing so you can be in peace. Everybody wants to have clearing, can definitely help you out with that a whole bunch. So back to you, Carrie.
Oh, excuse me. Just had another yawn come on. I guess some of these timelines are still crashing because I still keep having some yawns. So I'm seeing quite a lot of people felt sick from some of those more recent ones. So I just want to mention that you can always go on most of the free clearings and most of the pay ones that you may have and just go to the end of them where there's the spirit infusion and put that up for a few hours when you've felt a lot, and those will that will help, you know, calm you out and even you out and even your energy out. I'm seeing that Eric and Helen, since you activated the light beam, were on that they are feeling better. So that you can, we can all do that for ourselves with the last part of almost all the clearings that Ron offers on his website, and they're available in many of the free clearings that he's got on the left-hand side there, the spirit infusion. So if something like a show is churning you up a bit and you are feeling sick, you can go do that. And Ron, would some water charging help if somebody's stomach was feeling sick after these, or is it too much other stuff that the water wouldn't really be able to help if they did water charging?
Yeah, I'm trying
I'm
to
just
think
wondering
there.
If that would help.
Maybe a little. Remember, the reason why you're feeling that way is because you have a problem. And that has already been activated in you in this lifetime. Otherwise, if it wasn't, you wouldn't feel anything. So that just tells you that dealing with energies that are harming you. By all means, do a clearing for that, because that's where you're living. You're living with these densities, and the densities are judgment. So you need to get judgment stored, taken out of you so that you're able to have more peace in your life. But whatever clearing seemed to cause you or shaken you up a little bit, that's great. That, now you know what you have to work on. That could possibly kill you. Probably want to live longer than and it's expected from you, because the aliens have that barcode on you to get you out of here. We do have also the alien barcodes clearing that you can do, help you. And we have an abduction barcode. So check out the clearings that are free on the website on the left side, but you need to get the whole lifetime ones. Otherwise, you're not going to really be helping yourself out. Remember, the light ship only comes, you know, once every 2,000 years. So you live life here for about 1,950 years with no spiritual backup, just your own spirit. And you should have been using the teachings of Jesus, what your ancestors had, to get yourself cleared out right now. So don't not do the clearings, because the light ship is here. It's a gift to you. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. And speaking of clearings, Ron's monthly intensives will be starting up next weekend. So the four-hour will be on Saturday the 14th, and then the three consecutive 8 hours will be on Sundays the 15th, 22nd, and 29th. So there are a couple of new names on the fast chat, Ron, and I'm sure there are some new listeners who aren't typing in. So maybe you want to do just a quick, we've got a couple of minutes left here, just a brief little summation of what those calls are about for people that are not familiar with them.
Yeah, the four-hour call is to bring in energies for ascension to help you out, help your body out. Remember that these clearings will not affect your mind, because your mind is darkness. It works with your body and your spirit. And you could have mind control transmissions done to you, but basically the mind energy is darkness, and the light ship doesn't know darkness, doesn't promote darkness, never created anything from darkness, only created light. So these energies on the Saturday call is 4 hours in length. We do water charging there for a week, and we bring in ascension codes to you. Source energy, which is doing the ascension, so that's why you want to do that. The other three Sundays that are consecutive are 8-hour calls, so you get 28 hours of healing. And these calls are to get rid of the alien life forms that are kind of crawling around inside of you that you know nothing about. And they can also cause your problems. So this is a great way to feel better. We'll be doing some more of that probably next week here on the BBS programs as we start talking more about the 8-hour calls again. But they get rid of the alien parasitic life forms. If you wish to see what it's about, you can go on. And I think it's $10 per week, $30 per month. Go to the alien attack page. It's a very long page, but go into parasitic life forms. And you can start to release these out of you. Manage on the 8-hour call is that you're on the light ship in quarantine for the whole month. So how it works, so if you go on this particular session, then you'll be on a quarantine until the next sessions that we have for the month of May. And you're in quarantine getting rid of these critters. So we ran out of time, basically, but that's what you want to do. If you can get on that call, it's $200 for yourself. If you have a child at home, a young adult, we'll say, maybe going to high school and they're 18 and under, they're free. Your spouse is half price, they're, $100. So you can have your whole family and animals and pets. Even animals love to have these clearings because it gets rid of the alien life forms in them. These are things that you can't see. They kind of go bump in the night in you. Want to get them out of you. Once you get them out, you start feeling better. You get a higher consciousness because they're taking up space where your spirit needs to be. We call them alien parasitic life forms. Oh, Carrie, I guess our time is about over here.
Okay.
So, blessings to all of you. I'll energize the light being again. Bring it up. It'll be energized for about an hour, a little bit over an hour here. Oh, here comes the energy. This is peace energy coming into you. Watch the light being changed. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, I'll turn it over to you briefly here. We got our Q&A call coming up in a few minutes here.
Yeah, so 559-546-1301, and the PIN is 506399, and the pound sign, and send your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. CLS for Creation Lightship, clsquestions, plural, at yahoo.com. And we will see you over there in a few minutes. The next BBS show is tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, Saturday night, live on the Lightship, that's on Station 2. Yeah, that's on Station 2. So we'll see you all in a few minutes. Thanks for so many samples tonight, Ron. That was wonderful. And, of course, if any of you would like to, Ron has had a pretty pricey March with the trip to New York and the expo and everything. If you'd like to send a donation in, I know Ron will appreciate that. And so we'll see you in a few minutes over on the Q&A, 559-546-1301. PIN 50-63-99 pound sign. So thank you very much, Ron, and thanks, Liz, for calling and the rest of you for all your questions. If we didn't get anything to any of them tonight, just send them over to that email address. Night-night.
Good luck, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks.